This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab.
If you're an office worker, you probably have a preferred place to get things done. A cubicle, a coffee shop, your home office slash kitchen table. I tend to toggle between the three. Wherever it is, your favorite workspace isn't just about what it looks and feels like, but what it sounds like. Well, as more workers return to the office, some are dealing with noisy distractions they're just not used to anymore. And their employers are dealing with them too. Here's the BBC's Leanna Byrne.
Lots of companies, from Amazon to Disney to the biggest bank in America, JP Morgan Chase, are now telling their workers to get back to the office. One interior designer in Dublin who's having to start the daily commute again is Carla Chaplin.
I work 4 days in the office and 1 day from home.
She says moving from her kitchen table back to a desk in the office was hard.
We get a lot of calls from contractors and clients and everyone's in the one space. It's very noisy, whereas from home, I suppose you kind of stick in the AirPods and it's a lot more quiet.
Dr. Esther Sternberg is an expert in architecture and psychology at the University of Arizona. She says people don't realise the impact of noise on their physical well-being.
Loud noise is stressful. It can actually harm your hearing. It can cause your blood pressure to go up.
She co-led a study which monitored almost 300 workers in federal government offices and measured their response to quiet and loud workplaces. She says it showed whilst noise could be a problem, total silence wasn't the answer.
When people were in quiet offices, their physiological well-being increased for every 10 decibels up until 50 decibels of sound. 45 decibels is bird song. Normal conversation is around 50 to 60 decibels.
So a moderate level of background noise is good for workers' well-being. But Dr. Sternberg says it needs to be at a consistent level for people to stay focused on their work.
You look at people working in coffee shops. They're perfectly fine. They're working, they're concentrating. Unless somebody drops a coffee cup and it crashes on the floor, it breaks through that background of white noise.
Roy Thomas, who works in international transport in Dublin, agrees he needs some noise to help him to concentrate.
I definitely don't want multiple people around me shouting down a phone, but I think not silence, because that would, I think, give me a certain level of stress.
The retail group McIlhenny's also redesigned its offices after the pandemic to reduce noise levels for staff who had spent a long time working from home. Shane Lafferty came up with the layout. He says people weren't just concerned about noise levels, they also wanted
plenty of light into the office. Some people were too cold, some people were too warm. So having that heat recovery system that we use now gives a nice balance.
He says if other employers find that balance of noise, light and heat, it will boost the health and well-being of their workers. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.